You are locked in to Locked On Badgers, and it is Thanksgiving week. We have a massive football show to get to. There is so much different news that I have to pack in to this show because we're moving on to basketball as well. Got a full basketball preview also coming out for the Wisconsin-Eastern Illinois game that I can't wait to get to. My name is Asher Lowe. This is Locked On Badgers, the show that brings you all things Wisconsin basketball and football. I am a site editor at Badgers Wire, a play-by-play broadcaster for Badger Sports, and I'm moving back to Madison very, very soon. I went to the University of Wisconsin. I graduated last spring, and I just recently landed a part-time gig with ESPN Madison, so I'm moving back there to do that. Can't wait for it, and can't wait to get into today's episode of Locked On Badgers. We're talking Northwestern. We're breaking it all down. The autopsy, it's been a couple days. We can breathe again. What happened? We're going to get to it, and then we're going to leave it behind. And obviously, we're going to get to the breaking news that is the Wisconsin-Minnesota cancellation. We saw it coming. If you were following this story with Minnesota, you kind of saw this coming. And we're going to get into what it means for Wisconsin's season, their future. Can they play a bowl game? Can they play in the Big Ten Championship? All those answers coming at you right now on Locked On Badgers. Let's start with, boy, I avoided the topic for a couple days, but we have to finally do it. Here we go. Let's talk the loss to I almost said Minnesota. Jeez, thank God that's not happening. Let's talk the loss to Northwestern. Oh man. All right. Where in the world do I begin? Where in the actual world do I begin? I think I have to start. I'm going to go in basically chronological order of how mad I was during this football game. And where the blame should be and all that. And how much you shouldn't overreact to this game. Even though I'm going to overreact a little bit right now. But my big message coming out of this whole, all these rants, whatever I'm going to say, is that this isn't an overreaction type of game. This is not going to define a career of Graham Mertz. This is not going to define Paul Chryst. This is not going to define anything about Wisconsin football. This was fluky. It was weird. It was a classic Northwestern game at Ryan Field for Wisconsin in recent years, a place that hasn't been kind. You knew it. I knew it coming in. We all talked about it. It was going to be ugly. And this 17-7 Northwestern win was as ugly as you can possibly write a script for. It was the ugliest football game I've watched all year. Any team, doesn't matter. The ugliest football game I've watched all year. And it started with the three worst consecutive calls I've seen in my entire goddamn life. Have I ever come on this show and yelled about refs and complained about the refs and said, oh, it was the refs? No. And one of the reasons I've never done that is because I've actually reffed before. I've reffed basketball, and it's really, really hard. It's really hard. But egregious misses that decide outcomes, and it didn't end up deciding this outcome, but if this game was a little closer and Wisconsin's offense played a little better and they still lost in a close one, I would absolutely say it decided the outcome completely. I mean, Northwestern was gifted a touchdown. This is not bias. There's no other way to look at that. There's no way. Gifted. Gifted a touchdown. You watched it. I watched it. Let's take you through it just because let's go over what happened. I don't want to get into it too much, but two pass interference penalties, neither of which was pass interference. The last of which was on third and goal, would have created a fourth and goal situation. The drive started with a completed pass that wasn't a completed pass. They went and looked at it. It was very clearly an incomplete pass. They held it as a completed pass. Then, not one, but two terrible pass interference calls. One against Scott Nelson, one against Rashad Wild Goose. Boom, Northwestern scores a touchdown. A joke. Handing them 7 points. Then, it gets even worse. Somehow it gets worse on the next drive. Garrett Groshek rushes up the middle. This is the first quarter. Next drive for Wisconsin. Loss of 3 yards. Fumble forced by Patty Fisher. Sounds great on paper until you watch the play and you watch Garrett Groshek's face mask get grabbed as blatant, as clear as day. Just terrible stuff. Awful. 7-0. Awful. I swear, if Northwestern had scored off that, and they almost did, Keanu Benton forced the fumble there, at the goal line. If it was 14-0, and literally, you can almost chalk all 14 points up to 3-4 horrendous calls. I don't even know. You know, Cesar Williams posted on his Twitter how mad he was after that game. He was like, he said something on Twitter about like, that was BS or something. Even the players knew what was happening. I mean, it was really bad. And you'll never hear that from Paul Christ, and nor should you from a head coach, right? I mean, unless it's Purdue, Minnesota level. I don't know if you guys saw that play, but Minnesota won on a ridiculous offensive pass interference call. That was actually somehow worse than the Wisconsin Northwestern officiating, because that one call literally decided the outcome of the game. This decided the outcome of the beginning of the game and certainly changed the momentum of the game 100%. Handed Northwestern an opening touchdown drive. But let's focus on the Badgers and all the mistakes, because this game was still there to be won. And outside of it, Jamari DK, long touchdown reception. It was tough. And obviously, one of the huge reasons it was so tough is that nobody knew. I mean, we had no indication, guys. I had no idea. I found out when you did. No beat writers knew. And of course, I'm referring to Danny Davis and Kendrick Pryor, Wisconsin's two starting receivers, being held out, I would guess, this is just a guess, due to COVID or tracing. But obviously, we don't know. They're not going to disclose the reason. If it's two receivers, you're probably going to guess same position group. They're together a lot. You're going to guess COVID, but we don't know. That hasn't been confirmed by anybody. But still, losing two of your starting wide receivers, the two starting wide receivers, the guys that do everything for you, your seniors for Graham Mertz, that's tough. He made some really bad mistakes, Graham Mertz, in the first half. Gave the ball away twice with interceptions, put the ball on the ground with a fumble. The interceptions, both, in my opinion, his fault. Tried to sneak one into a tight window, airmailed it high. There were times where you felt that Graham was just telegraphing everything. I mean, you felt that he came out of the huddle thinking, I'm going here with the football. And that does not work well at the Big Ten level against a very good, let me give Northwestern its credit on D, a very good Northwestern defense. But watching this game, and I know I'm biased, I know this is Locked On Badgers and not Locked On Northwestern Wildcats, but you just got to agree with me that it felt like Wisconsin lost the game. It really did not feel like Northwestern took that game, controlled it, dominated it. It didn't feel that way at all watching it. It felt like Wisconsin put up the most lackluster performance I've seen this program put up in my 4 years as a Badger fan since the BYU game. I mean, it was ugly. Ugly. No misdirection, no jet sweeps, and then when they tried it finally with Adam Krumholtz and Jack Dunn, I mean, what do you think the result's going to be? So, a ton of that is personnel being out, but man, Graham Mertz looked like a deer in the headlights. Could not control the football. Like I said, was making reads before he even came out of the huddle, knew where he was going with the ball, telegraphed, uncomfortable, trying to do too much a little bit, forcing in some tight windows, just not comfortable at all. At all. But I want to give you a positive. What I saw from Graham Mertz after the game, when I was at his press conference and wrote about it and listened to those quotes and transcribed them, he was a leader, guys. He was a leader. He took responsibility. He did what leaders do in anything, in business, in politics. What do good leaders do? They mess up. If something's wrong, and it's even not their fault sometimes, they take responsibility. Right? They say this is a learning experience. We're going to get better. We're going to grow from this. And that's exactly what Graham Mertz did. Accountability was there for him. He understands that that was on him. There's no sugarcoating it. There's no excuses. There's no Danny Davis and Kendrick Pryor were out. You didn't hear him say that once. Nope. It was, I wasn't good tonight, and I'm going to be a lot better. That was the gist of it. I'm paraphrasing. But that was the gist of it. And that's a really good message to have from a guy that's going to be Wisconsin's leader for a long, long time. This is not a panic, you know, Graham Mertz is a disaster, that was a fluke game against Illinois. No, if anything, this is the fluke. I don't know if you'll see another game like this from him all 4 years in Madtown, or it's 3 years, whatever it is. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess you will not see him play a worse game. You won't. Are we shocked that he played this way against a really good Northwestern defense? Without Danny Davis and Kendrick Pryor, let's make the excuses for him. Guys, he's starting his third football game. He had COVID symptoms 3 weeks ago, for crying out loud. I mean, geez, like it's really tough. And I know we don't want to give him those excuses. He doesn't want to give them to himself. But I'm gonna do it for him a little bit. Like, please, it's his third football game as a starting quarterback in college. He can have all the talent in the world. But man, at a place where Wisconsin really struggles traditionally, right? Tough. Tough. The defense played great. The defense played a heck of a football game. They kept Wisconsin close. That Keanu Benton forced fumble was huge, kept Wisconsin in it. Time and time again, Jim Leonard's defense came to play. They stopped the run so much as that even at the end of the game, when they were trying to waste time, Peyton Ramsey and Mike Bajakian decided to go an empty backfield and just pass the football. I mean, they literally could not run the football at all. Wisconsin neutralized that completely, did some great things defensively. Now, I know what some of you are thinking listening to this on Tuesday night or Wednesday. You're thinking, I might be actually glad that that happened when it did, because I'd be a lot more sad at the news today. And nobody's happy that Wisconsin lost a football game, obviously. But the news today is tough. We're going to get into it. Wisconsin's canceled their game with Minnesota. What it means coming up in just a sec, and all the details surrounding it. I'll do my best to lay it all out to you right here on Locked On Badgers, like I do every single week. I always appreciate the messages, by the way. I've been getting some great love on Twitter when I posted about the new job. So everybody that sent me a congratulations, thank you for listening to my content. I've just been grinding here with the show. I've been grinding on Badgers Wire and just on Twitter and just trying to put out stuff that people want to do and listen to and be a part of. And I really appreciate that some people are listening and enjoying. And that's all I want. I just want us to enjoy this stuff as Badger fans together. And we have a basketball season to enjoy. And trust me, if you listen to this episode, please listen to the basketball episode I'm putting out alongside it, previewing the Eastern Illinois game. And then we'll get a very quick Wednesday night episode after the Eastern Illinois game, reacting to Wisconsin's first game of the season. I can't wait for basketball season. Enough about basketball, though. We'll get back to football in just a sec. But first, let me tell you about Coors Light, the beer that is made to chill. A beer that is perfect for when you are laying on the couch watching Wisconsin basketball. Two games this week for Wisconsin basketball, and you want a Coors Light in your hand, brewed in Golden, Colorado. Coors Brewing Company, a taste as cold as the Rockies. A beer that is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly and go to get.coorslight.com to have a Coors Light in your hand, all from the power of your computer or smartphone. Order it from your home, from your couch, pick it up at your door, and enjoy. Celebrate responsibly. So, of course, the other news for Wisconsin football is, well, equally as sad. And in fact, honestly, something that we saw coming and that I can't be surprised by, but it happened. It's happened multiple times this year. And Wisconsin has canceled their game against Minnesota. And to say Wisconsin has canceled it is probably the wrong way around there. Minnesota has canceled the game with Wisconsin on Saturday due to COVID-19 cases in the program. 9 cases among players, 4 among staff, a total of 13. Very similar to the numbers that Wisconsin had earlier in the year. That game is off. It will not be rescheduled. It is off. What does that mean? First of all, the axe stays in Madison. I guess that's the only good news to come out of all of this. Wisconsin will retain the axe. Of course, the Paul Bunyan axe is the trophy for the best rivalry in all of the Midwest, Wisconsin and Minnesota. The best rivalry, in my opinion, in the Big Ten. Ohio State and Michigan will probably say it's them. I'm biased. Of course, on Locked On Badgers, I'm going to say it's the axe. It's the best trophy. Can I at least get that one? The axe is freaking awesome. And it's staying in Madison, Wisconsin. There will not be a makeup game. Wisconsin will not get to 6 games. So what does that mean? That would be a way bigger deal, and this would be a way bigger freakout if Wisconsin had won against Northwestern this past Saturday, because then the Badgers would be 3-0. We'd be thinking, oh, Big Ten championship game. Wisconsin would not be eligible for the Big Ten championship game if they didn't get to 6 games. And if this game was canceled, well, it is canceled, and Wisconsin had been 3-0, they're 2-1 right now, obviously, after the loss to Northwestern, they wouldn't be able to go to the Big Ten championship as an undefeated champion. They wouldn't be going, which is insane to think about that scenario. But I don't want to say luckily, because nobody wants a loss, but Wisconsin is not in that position, meaning that they're good to play in championship week. I got that wrong a little bit. I was a little confused about that. But the good news is that if Wisconsin's not in the championship game, they can play in Big Ten Championship Week, even if they don't reach six games, which they won't reach six games. Their next option of playing is against Indiana a week from Saturday. A week after Saturday, I should say. So the max Wisconsin can get to is five games, and they should get to five. I mean, the issue is not with them. The issue is with Minnesota and COVID. They're bowl eligible, which is interesting here. So the bowl eligibility rules used to be six wins, right? Obviously, that had to change. So instead of having a wins requirement, a games requirement, any requirement at all, the bowl committee said, screw it. Anybody can play in these bowl games. We're just going to select the best teams. So you better believe Wisconsin's going to be in a bowl game. It won't be the college football playoff, right? It won't be a New Year's Day bowl. They're probably going to be at best 4-1. I mean, who even knows if they get to five games? We'll see. Still up in the air. But Wisconsin can play in a bowl game even if they can't play in the Big Ten championship game. But obviously, they probably wouldn't make it there anyway. Now, the Badgers. The Badgers have one chance to play, and it'd have to be a last-minute flyer. It's still Tuesday, so it's not out of the question entirely. There's one way they can play on Saturday. Or Sunday. And yes, I said or Sunday, because what I'm about to tell you happened on a Sunday the last time it happened. The Big Ten changed the rule a couple weeks ago and said that, okay, if your game is canceled in the Big Ten and another game is canceled in the Big Ten, those two healthy teams can play each other if it all works out. So if another game is canceled, watch out for that. Wisconsin could play the healthy team in that situation, assuming one of the teams is, in fact, healthy and not dealing with any COVID complications. Wisconsin could schedule a game last minute and play them. I said Sunday because UCLA did this in the Pac-12, and they played Cal on a Sunday. That was last Sunday. I don't know if you remember that game or watched any of that game, any of you guys out there, but UCLA-Cal, they scheduled that game on a Thursday, like 2 days before the game. They were supposed to play different opponents. Then they moved the game to a Sunday at 9 a.m. on the West Coast. So it was like a 6 a.m. wake-up for the kids on the West Coast. Insane stuff. It could happen to Wisconsin. So, to review, bowl eligible, yes. Big Ten championship eligible, no. Barring something crazy happening and a rescheduling of the game, which can only happen with a conference opponent, can't happen with a non-conference opponent, only with a conference opponent. That's the deal. That's the gist. That's the rundown. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game. The protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com right now and get $20 off your next order. Locked On, LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces. Built Bar is freaking awesome. They sent us a box. They sent us two boxes over the last couple months at Locked On to all the Locked On hosts. It is the best post-workout snack I've ever had. Tastes like a candy bar, like they say. It actually does. The flavors are unreal. I mean, we got the fall flavors in. We got banana nut bread, my favorite, mint chocolate chip, all the dank flavors. And 18 to 20 grams of protein packed into a bar with 4 grams of sugar. The nutrition facts speak for themselves. The taste speaks for itself. You got to try it. BuiltBar.com. Get a variety pack. $20 off. Use the code LOCKEDON at BuiltBar.com. Guys, it is basketball season. I can't freaking wait. Wisconsin basketball has 2 games this week. Wednesday against Eastern Illinois. Friday against Arkansas Pine Bluff. And the Wednesday game is the one I'm looking forward to. I'm going to have a on Wednesday morning to mid-afternoon have that preview up for you before the game, which is a 9 p.m. late central tip. So make sure to listen to the Locked On Badgers preview of that game. I actually called last year's Wisconsin-Eastern Illinois game. It was a much closer game than I was expecting at the time. And I think it could be a closer game than people were expecting this time around. All that on the Locked On Badgers preview, Eastern Illinois versus Wisconsin. It might be up when you're listening to this right now. So go check if it's up. If not, it'll be up by midday on Wednesday, well before tip of Wisconsin and Eastern Illinois. And of course, after the game, all my reaction, all the live reaction will be up first thing Thursday morning. This is Locked On Badgers, as always, on Wisconsin. Drop a review, drop a comment on Twitter at AOW_33. Let's go 2-0 this week.